What is genius? I have a love-hate relationship with my intuition. The common myth is that intuition is a good thing, it will tell you what to do so you can win in life. I have a bone to pick with that notion. Intuition, more often than not, takes you to places you don't want to go. Mind you, if you want to be true to yourself, if you want to know yourself, you have to. But you really don't want to. Who the heck wants to see all those tigers? I am sure 99% of you agree with this. After all, if it were that attractive to face those tigers, I would see your registration in my digging courses. And, of course, I don't. If it were that attractive to you to face those tigers, I would see your registration in my digging courses. What keeps you back is your little SHT score. And what would keep me back is my little SHT score. First off, I didn't want to see that I'm a little SHT too. But when you ask the right question, here is intuition again, it comes out, in full color. I asked myself yesterday, do you love your life? Yes. Do you live it powerfully? No. If you lived your life powerfully, what things would you do that you're not now doing? I didn't have to think long. There is a ton of things I wouldn't do. I would do something else. I would move. I would go for things a lot faster. I wouldn't behave like a little shit. I would venture to territories and business that scare me. Scare me. I look fearless to most who know me, but I am anything but. What I only tell my closest people, my students, and only really in my Sunday rants, lets them know the person behind the myth. Love this? So haughty, isn't it? But between you and me, being fearless is a myth. So the expression above is a truthful albeit haughty expression. Anyway, I had an interesting inquiry with Source today. What is genius? Turns out that genius is not some smart dude or dudette. Being very smart doesn't make you a genius. What makes you a genius is something a lot more poetic than that. You are one of nature's, life's experiments. What is interesting though is almost all these experiments fail to leave their DNA behind, they die or die childless. So nature rolls up its sleeves, and tries again and again. The experimentation, of course, is with the brain. I read somewhere else that the body is just nature's way to get the brain around. Love that. Also interesting that most people who qualify for genius don't take care of that vehicle too well. So what is genius if not super smart? It is having an atypical brain arrangement. People on the autistic spectrum, dyslexia, Tourette syndrome, etc. With that atypical brain structure, they penetrate the do know that you don't know more effectively than typical brained people can or are even interested in. Of course, this atypical brain comes with a cost. Mostly atypical social behavior. Atypical values. Atypical thinking in terms of life, not just their chosen area of being a genius at. And therefore most successful and known people in the world have a typical brain. The geniuses are rarely known widely. They don't care enough for that. One other thing I have been able to see, with Source's help, is this: geniuses don't get their knowledge from Tree of Knowledge. Tree of Knowledge is what other people said. Tree of Life is what you saw and experienced with your own self, whether it agrees with Tree of Knowledge or not. So it takes courage to speak your mind, or it takes stupidity, naivete, or both. My Sunday rants all contain stuff I would not dare speak to a larger audience. I am stupid enough, mind you, but I am scared enough, and it is a good thing. Scared is nature's way to warn you that there are minefields around you, people who would cheerfully get you killed, imprison, drag you into the mud. So it is a good thing. Especially for an atypical brain dudette like myself. In this inquiry with Source, I also looked at the people I try to learn from, and examine them in this new light. Are they smart, scary smart, or are they instead geniuses? Troy is largely in the genius category, although he is also socially very skillful. Ben is 100% smart. Even though, on the surface, he pretends to be atypical. He isn't. Of course being, for example, dyslexic doesn't mean you'll evolve into a genius. If all dyslexic became geniuses, the world would be overrun by geniuses. It isn't. The president, who just got diagnosed with the virus, is dyslexic. And in my evaluation, with a 70 IQ you are a moron. Or at least moronic. Even Forrest Gump's definition, stupid is as stupid as applies to him. Was a fictional figure, Forrest Gump a genius? No. Weird. Yes, but not a genius. Oh, yeah, from the world's vantage point, geniuses are weird. Maybe even very weird. Was Einstein a genius? Source says no. There haven't been many known geniuses in humanity's history. A genius knowingly abandons the path that is well trodden. Because that path is full of smoke and mirrors. The tree of knowledge. A genius, when they do research, they try to find out what the world says about what they are researching. But that is not enough. The person could invent their own smoke and mirror personal reality, or fantasy castle, to appear different, maybe even a genius. Then, one of my coaches, for example, fancies himself a genius. Troy also fancies himself a genius, and he is, let's say, a half genius, if there is such thing. A tiny bit of personal reference, I am an architect by formal training. I realized something important about myself during my third year of study. I went to the library to find out what a good design for a row house, terrace in England, is like. I saw two things: I got dizzy, undiagnosed dyslexia, and a complete extinguishing of creativity. Never did that again. Never again read about what I wanted to speak or write about, never researched other architects. This is the atypical behavior. Okay, before I continue, let me look what the tree of knowledge view of genius is. What might happen if I say I'm a genius? Now that we see that you have to be a little or a lot nutty, be out of kilter, atypical, on the autistic spectrum, from mild to seriously autistic. I don't think calling myself a genius is putting myself up on a pedestal as an idol. Even if being a genius gives one a glimpse or many into the knowable that is not known for others. A person can only access what is knowable, by the way. But given that humans, normally, don't have access to 99% of what is knowable, that is unusual. In my conversation with some women, why only women? Bugs me, in the past 2 days, I see that my main job is to give people a way to look at ordinary things the way they never thought of looking at. I'll quote one of the email exchanges. She answered the questions in my last article, "What do you organize yourself and your life around?" In relationship, she said, "In quad, doing active caring in crot." I answered, "WTF is active caring?" She said, "Never saying anything that doesn't agree with the other." But that is a little SHT move. Don't rock the boat. Looking good and making it through life without conflict. A total little SHT way to live. Avoiding the risk that life is. She said, "Oh wow. Okay. I am seeing something." Little SHT move is almost like you disregard yourself and your feelings and let them trump over you and hide in the tall grass. Avoiding risks. That's what I've been doing. Taking powerful action would be saying what needs to be said, no regrets yet letting them know I love him. Saying what needs to be said or done is like making it wrong. So active caring has not been a definition of how the society teaches caring for sure. Me, saying what needs to be said or done is not making it wrong. When I told my friend that yelling out how the world should be to her linking also steps on other people's liking, and self-interest. She hadn't seen it before. Does she see it now? Still not. It is a capacity to see things from a different vantage point, and she has no capacities open. But it needed to be said. It wasn't that I was saying that because I don't agree with her, by the way. I don't give a hoot whether libraries are open or not. I don't care. The exercise I have given to two of the other students in the course is to see something wrong, or right, and then see it not wrong and not right either. See it just what is, not wrong, not right. Just what is. And see that they may not like it how it is, and they may love it how it is. See? Not say, not believe, none of that mind stuff. See? Neutral. Her, in quad, see, neutral dot in quad, this is really amusing. I am listening to your call with Mike and you cover lots of that in there. It's two sides of the same coin. Whatever I like then other people don't like it. If I make someone wrong then I make myself right. If I think what I want is more important then that makes what other person wants not important. I never looked and saw that. A big fuck. Then the question you asked in quad, what would life look if I lived it powerfully ? In quad, wow. That's a life-changing question. Thank you, Sophie. If you are someone who wants to see the unvarnished, unsanitized Sophie in a private weekly conversation, i.e. in the 90-minute Sunday rants, you can subscribe. If I know you and trust you. If I don't know you, I'll ask you to buy your starting point measurements to help me decide if I want you to hear what I say when I am not afraid, that much, to say what I say. Subscribe to the Sunday Rant. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/Sunday Rant. If you are improved, I'll let you know. Also, please send me a note if you want to start with yesterday's call.